This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter wheat, the May variety, is 742.5. It's up to July, 753.25, up 4.25. Soft May wheat, 678.25, down 2.75. Now down 3. July, 685.5, down 3.75. May corn, 510.25, up 3.25. July, 516.25, up 3.25. December, 511, down 2. May soybeans, 1496.5, up 14. July, 1474.5, up 13. November, 1224.5, up 7. May soybean meal, 481.20, up 3.10. May soybean oil, 42.73, up 62 cents. April live cattle, 143.80, up 47.5. April feeders are 178.85, up 55. And April lean hogs are 123.77.5, and they are up 47.5. Want to take a moment to give a big WILL AM 580 agriculture tip of the hat to Trent Shepard and Charles Cassidy and Brad and Lisa Tucker, who are a few of the agricultural listeners who have called in their pledge of support during our spring membership drive. The number to call is 217-344-9455. Let me try that again. 217-244-9455. That's the number to call. And to entice you to make your call in support of agriculture at the radio station, we're doing something that's a little bit different this time around. It's our Ag Fund Challenge. And what we've done is we've pulled together a number of our fine ag business supporters, including Farm Credit Service and the Andersons in Champaign and Total Grain Marketing. And what has happened is they will give a dollar each for every pledge that we raise to the radio station in support of agriculture. And they will give a dollar for every pledge during the period to ACES over on the other side of the campus, to the U of I Scholarship Fund, the U of I Agricultural Communications Scholarship Fund, which goes to support ag broadcasters, folk like myself, who is talking to you right now. We wanted to ensure the future of ag broadcasting in Illinois and more broadly across the United States, and this was a great way to do it. So your contribution right now to 244-9455 does double duty. It, first off, will trigger our business partners to give an additional dollar to us, and will also give additional dollar to the scholarship fund. So we have six in the pool. So your call right now is worth an additional $12. It's very important that you make that call as we're moving into the back end of the week. I know many people are very busy this time of year, tinkering, getting ready to go to the fields to plant. But it only takes a moment. And won't you make that call in support of the programming that we believe that is valuable to you? 217-244-9455. And you can walk away feeling pretty good that your contribution did additional duty by bringing additional dollars to the radio station and also funding scholarships for agriculture broadcasting. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we're about an hour out of, about a little over an hour away from the release of the WASDE report. Can we fathom anything out of how the market has reacted since last night?
Well, the only thing I guess a person can look at is say that they think it's going to be a very bullish bean report. It's going to be a semi-bullish corn report, and it's going to be a negative wheat report. The way they're trading it right now, I'd have to say that, excuse me, in general, it better be a big bull. Let's just put it that way, you know, to be able to carry this. Otherwise, I think a little scrawny one's going to go running away. I don't know. You know, it's always hard to tell when you look at this because we have an hour to go, and right before the report, we could see the market just totally sell off. You know, we've seen it before. So
we saw it at the end of the month last month, only going the other direction. It sold heavily into the report and then bounced long afterwards.
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, it's a situation where it's always a tough one to discern. All I can tell you is that all the numbers that are out there right now, you know, the carryout numbers, the world carryout numbers, all of the South American numbers are in the market. They're already being traded, and they've been being traded ever since they were announced. So it's going to take something unique. And I think it was Dan Zwicker last month who said on the report at the end of the month, you know, the big surprise was that there was no surprise.
Right.
And so, you know, that may be the case on this report, but I can tell you they're pretty darn bullish. There's no question about it.
So I guess the question then becomes, if we're looking at 12/20 November soybeans and we're looking at $5 plus corn, almost $5.10 corn, should a hedger do something before next hour?
Well, I think that, you know, There's no question that if they've done nothing, they definitely should do something. You can use put options. You can go and look at your cash markets. You can do all of that. But, you know, just realize that, you know, we're at 5.11 and a half right now. It wasn't that long ago we were at 4.35.
Yeah, mid-January.
That's right. And if, you know, if this doesn't come in as a strong report, I believe, you know, we'll back down. There's no two ways about it. Does it mean that we're going to... Well, we looked at some information. This is kind of interesting, Dave. In the 7 years that we were trending higher in the April report since 2003, the day of the report, we either traded 9 cents higher or 9 cents lower. But after report day, we never traded higher. We traded 86% of the time lower, 14% of the time sideways.
Mm.
And on beans, beans only had 5 Aprils where we were going higher into the report, and on the day of the report, it was about 14 cents higher or 14 cents lower. But after the report, 60% of the time, beans went higher, 20% lower, 20% sideways. And so, the one that stands out is the corn. So I just don't think you can take that kind of a chance. I especially don't think so when I just talked to a guy from, he'd be southern Wisconsin. He's right on the Illinois border. And people were out chisel plowing this morning up there.
Wow.
So there are some people getting out on the land.
Right. I bring all this up because anecdotally, when I have conversations with different people, it seems like there hasn't been much new crop corn marketing done.
Oh, you're very right about that. I mean, you know, and the other side of it is that we know as of the grain stocks report, the farmers as of March 1st were sitting on 55% of the remaining stocks. And so, you know, that's another scary situation because if we suddenly start to see a flood of corn coming to the market, you know, that takes May down, that takes July down, and then that also puts pressure on December. And so new crop, there just has not been. We had a meeting the other night again, and, you know, the same thing came out. There hasn't been very much new crop marketing done at all because people are convinced that this delayed planting or whatever we're up against right now is going to just take us to the moon. And so, you know, that's a scary situation to be in, is what it is. To me, it's so emotional, you know. I don't know how guys sleep at night sometimes, and I don't think they do when they're worried about what's going to happen.
All right, Jackie. Well, we will talk to you again after the numbers come out about 12:39 this afternoon.
Sounds really good, and have a great fundraiser.
Thank you. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Les Schulte alongside. Just a quick word, Les, about where where we are with our challenges.
Well, we've had a great morning so far. We're about at $4,000 raised so far this morning.
Marvelous.
But we could use your pledge if you haven't made it yet at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. Make a $100 contribution to WILL. Mention ag, and your dollars will do double duty this morning, as we have a group of ag businesses who will add another dollar for every dollar for every pledge that we get today.
We're listening to WILO Urbana.